الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. One very important quality that we have to develop in us is of tawadu, humility, being humble. Very sadly, when a student comes to the madrasa, he doesn't know fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, he doesn't know anything. At that time, he is quite humble, I don't know anything. When he comes in Dora Hadith, now pride came in him. It should have been the opposite, he should have become more humble. When a student comes, there are some students who don't even know Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, though the madrasa does not cater for that, we send them to some other place, and when they complete the hifz, now pride comes in them, that I'm a hafiz. A qari doesn't know anything about qiraat, that even there are seven types of qiraats or whatever. But when he completes, and now Allah has blessed him with a ni'mat, so instead of being more humble to Allah, he becomes more proud. So this is a thing that creeps into a person, just like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, pride, riyakari, to do things for riya and sum'ah, comes into a person in such a way that he is totally unaware of it. The example Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave of a black ant walking on a black stone in a pitch black night. Nobody can see it, nobody can hear it. More stealthily, more secretly than that, does riyakari, riya wa sum'ah come into a person. In the same way, takabbur also comes into a person and he does not even know it. He does not realize it. And this is so dangerous that it comes in the hadith that a person who has got one atom, one iota, one speck of pride, forget Jannat, he won't get the fragrance of Jannat. And the fragrance of Jannat will go to a distance of 500 years journey out of Jannat. How far? Today, if we have to consider a journey where you have to be in transit, you are traveling by plane, 20 hours, very seldom such long journeys, but how many days, if not even a week? And this, the fragrance of Jannat will go to 500 years journey out of Jannat. You won't even reach till there. And the sign of it, whether we have got pride in us, whether we got riya or sum'a, is that a person will be concerned about it. If a person doesn't even think about it, he's not concerned about it, there is great danger that he is in riya and sum'ah and in pride. Ibn Mulayka, rahmatullah alayhi, is a tabi who said, I met not less than 30 sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and each one of them feared nifaq upon them. They were always afraid of themselves, that haven't we got these bad qualities, am I not a riyakar? Am I not doing things for show? Haven't I got pride in me? Always they were worried about this. And when they asked for du'as for one another, it was du'as for these things. That Allah save me from pride. Allah save me from name and fame. Today we ask for du'a, it is for wealth usually. Barakat, we want a lot of money. Or it is for health, somebody is sick, etc. But our spiritual illnesses, we don't ever even consider them. We don't even take out a minute or a few seconds to think of it. Even if we read it in the kitabs as students, we're reading it for knowledge sake, just to know. But to take heed of it, that unfortunately is not in us. So this is very important that a person, as he gets more knowledge, a person many times who is a drunkard, is an evil person, he hasn't got pride in him. He makes tawbah. He corrects his life, now he becomes a five times namazi, now he becomes a tahajjud, now pride comes in him, that I'm so pious. So one of the ways to remedy this is to think of one's past, of one's history, that what I was, at one time I was a total jahil. Allah out of his fazal made me an alim today, made me a hafiz, a qari, and then pride won't come. And our shaykh, rahmatullah alayh, gave a very simple treatment for pride. Pride, which is takabbur. Whenever a person fears, that is a person who's conscious of his dini condition, he will check whether I've got pride or I haven't got pride, etc. And when he fears that I've got takabbur in me, then The easy way to remedy is to make tashakkur. Tashakkur, to make shukr to Allah, takes a person closer to Allah. Takabbur takes a person further away from Allah Ta'ala. So these are ziddain, two opposite things. And the rule is ijtima'i ziddain. For two opposite things to be at one time, in one place, it's impossible. It can't be light and dark at the same time. It's either light or it's either dark. So tashakkur and takabbur cannot be in a person at the same time. So you just start making tashakkur. Make shukr of Allah Ta'ala, takabbur will go away. Like you go in a room, it's dark. You put on the light, where the darkness went, you don't know. Like that, takabbur will go away and you don't know where it went away. When tashakkur will come. When a person learns to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all the ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And many of us are also such that because we speak about tashakkur, we think we have made shukr. And we got shukr in us. Like commonly in a madrasa jalsa, HIF students completing, alim students completing, we all say we all make shukr to Allah for this. But many cases it's only the words. But that shukr from the heart, it is also in that shukr we are hiding our takabbur. We achieved this. We did this. We got this. That real tashakkur is that a person realizes that I haven't done anything whatsoever. Also, in order to avoid, to save ourselves from this takabbur, one simple dua if we read after every amal, and particularly when Allah takes some great work from us, then read this dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bihi tatimmu salihat. That all praise is only due to Allah, and in bihi, solely by His fazal, His karam, His ihsan, this good work has been done. So the minute you'll ascribe it to Allah, the whole world can praise you. Shaitan can put in your mind, you are a very great person. You did something very great. But the minute you ascribe it to Allah, humbleness will come in you. And then, what Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has taught, so that humbleness comes in a person. Say this to yourself on a daily basis. When you're going to sleep, when you're lying down, and if you'll do these few things when going to sleep, we will be safe from all the evil whisperings of shaitan. All this evil, bad thoughts that come to a person when he's going to sleep. Read your kalimas, make tawbah istighfar, make shukr to Allah for the day has passed well. My whole life till today, Allah saved me from so many calamities. So make shukr to Allah. So at that time, engage in these things, then evil thoughts won't come near you also. So in that, what Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali taught, that say to yourself, hal mein, presently now, tamam musalmanon mein, amongst all the Muslims, then take your own name. Say, Abdul Hamid, hal mein tamam musalmanon mein, Abdul Hamid, tu sabse battar aur kamtar hai. You are the worst and the lowest of all the Muslims in the world. And it is farz e ain to think ourselves the lowest in Allah's creation. So at least start with it with the words. That is planting the seed. The reality of tawadu, humility, will come much later. Don't think you said it one time, now you are big mutawadu. You got lot of tawazu. You have only still planted the seed. You'll have to water it. You'll have to put fertilizer. You'll have to look after it. And if that tree doesn't die, then the fruit of tawadu will come. And we don't know when this tree will bear fruit. A mango tree only bears fruit after 3-4 years. So many trees which are planted for paper, they only gain maturity after 30 years, 50 years. So we don't know when the fruit, but at least plant the seed. And it's, think in your mind that person who is a drunkard, he's a Muslim, he's a drunkard, he's an evil person, but maybe he's got some quality in him which is better, because which Allah likes. And maybe I've got some such quality which Allah dislikes. So therefore on that basis, accept wholeheartedly that I'm the lowest and the worst. Or ma'al ke etibar se, according to the time of death, tamam janwaro aur kafiro mein, amongst all the animals and all the non-believers, Abdul Hamid, to sabse battar or kamtar hai. You are the worst of all. In this, that if I die without iman, I'm worse than an animal also. And that kafir, he may be living 99 years in kufr. Maybe he makes tawbah and reads kalima just before he dies. So I don't know. So how can I be thinking myself to be better than him? This will help tremendously to bring humility in a person. Another very simple sentence, say to yourself, hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. How we lived in this world, this way or that way. People praised us, people criticized us, that doesn't matter. Qiyamah day when my report will come in my hand, that is going to be important. Whether my Allah is pleased with me on the day of Qiyamah or not, and nobody knows for certainty. Signs there can be, but for certainty nobody knows. Then inshallah pride will never come into a person if you will do this. Otherwise, if you don't and you have one iota of pride, you will either you make tawbah or either Allah will forgive you in the akhirah. Otherwise, you'll have to go and burn it out in the fire of Jahannam. Then only will you be permitted to go to Jannah. So serious is this matter. So always say these few things, make these few muraqabas, and make muhasabah of yourself. Have I got pride? What signs are there that would think for yourself? Be concerned about your spiritual condition. If we just get a little headache, we're very worried about it. A small toe ache, we're very worried. But spiritual diseases, we don't pay any attention. Become conscious of our spiritual condition as well. May Allah give us tawfiq.